How is the fight against HIV going here in Alabama?
Regarding the fight in Alabama, there's good news and bad news. The good news is really good. We have treatments now that, when taken properly, will take a newly diagnosed person, get their virus levels undetectable, and what that means is that they will live a normal lifespan, and they will not transmit the virus to anyone else. Outside of a cure, I don't think we can do any better than that. There's lots of pills, lots of regimens to choose from. The side effects these days are quite minimal, and even if someone is having a side effect to run regimen, finding another regimen for them is ridiculously easy. So great news there. The not-so-good news is that there's a lot of people who are HIV infected but don't know it and don't even suspect it. So finding a way to get everyone tested who is infected and identify them and get them in care is the first challenge. The second challenge is, once you identify them, is there a place nearby? Is there a place where they can get treatment? Will they go? Will they continue to go? And so that's challenge two, the linkage to care. The third challenge is that once they're in care, will they take the medicine? And I'd say 90% of our patients take it without a problem. There's another, let's say, 5 to 8% who taking a pill once a day is a challenge. I can't explain it. It's hard for me to relate to, having witnessed so many people die in the 80s and 90s, and any one of those persons would have given anything to have one pill once a day that would have kept them alive forever. Not forever, but for a normal lifespan. And yet, there are people today who, for whatever reason, just won't take a pill once a day. So getting people to take pills. And then once they are on medicine and they're in care, how do we retain them in care? And life is not a continuous straight line, right? People have bumps in the road, bad stuff happens in their life, they fall out of care, we lose track of them, and that's when they become off treatment and available to transmit the virus again to someone else, and we have to find a way to keep them in care, and if they're out of care, bring them back.
So it seems to me, based on that answer, that, you know, you've got people who don't know they have HIV, there are people who probably walking around don't realize how easy it is to find out. So I'm guessing education and self-testing are probably pretty important.
Education and self-testing is absolutely the first step. And I would hope that we could get a large swath of people at risk tested, and if they're positive, get them into care. It's that hard-to-reach population who you can speak to that message, and they say, well, this doesn't apply to me for whatever reason. So I think we're going to have to be more proactive and get people to have programs that test. We do this in the emergency room routinely now, and we have uncovered a large number of people who previously were not known to be HIV infected who are infected. We discover that, try to get them into care. A good proportion of them do come to care, so that's successful. But this type of universal testing and routine care would really help us start to narrow that gap of people who are infected but don't know it. So another part of the bad news is that the epidemic, as far as rates of new infections, are the highest in the United States in the Southeast, and in particular, our swath of the South: Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Louisiana. That swath has the highest rates of new infections of HIV. So we have our work cut out for us. And the challenge is how to bring us together to have the best effort to bring HIV under control in the state. There's some other good news in the fight against HIV in Alabama, and that is we are working together. Every HIV clinic in the state of Alabama gets together every 3 months in Birmingham at our Center for AIDS Research, and we share information, we pool our data together, and we come up with best practices in terms of linking people to care and retaining them in care. In addition, our state health department is right at the table with us. So we're creating this kind of United Alabama front against HIV, and that, for me, is incredibly heartening.